I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty. Welcome, everybody. Do we have anybody on the line? Just let me know if someone calls on the line, online, on the line. Is that like that Google movie? Okay, amendments or additions or corrections or anything to the agenda?
Are we going to bring up the ambulance payments?
She will. Melanie's on that. Melanie's on it.
I'm on it.
Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make that motion to approve the agenda.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Agenda is accepted. Approval of August 9th City Council meeting minutes.
I'll make that motion that we approve the August 9th meetings.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the August 9th meeting minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The meeting minutes are approved. Approval of August 24th work session minutes.
I'll make that a motion to approve the August 24th work session.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the work session meeting minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Minutes for the work session are approved. Approval of the bills for August 9th through September 12th.
I make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the bills from August 9th to September 12th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Paying the bills. Approval of the financial statement for August 2022.
I'll make a motion to approve the financial statement.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the financial statement for August 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Financial statements approved. Okay. So we're at correspondence. We have a letter from the Frontier Ambassador, Alex Logan. Dear Council Board members, I wanted to start this off by apologizing that I could not attend in person this evening. My hands were tied with helping volunteering for the community Cycle Oregon. I am here once again this season to ask that we can block off the section of First Street from the bank to the museum for the fourth annual Trunk or Treat on Monday, October 31st from 3 to 5. I'm looking forward to more participation this year with no more COVID restrictions. Off to bigger and better events for our children to enjoy. Cannot wait to see you all participating and dressing up to make this event fun for all. Let me know if this is something we can do and if you would like to like an update at the next meeting. I think it's absolutely fine to walk off the street for the trunk or treat. It's kind of a fun deal. This is from Jeffrey Key. He works at the Paleo building. Good morning. I wanted to invite a representative from the city to join a meeting with the current Oregon Solutions staff. You may not be aware that OPLI was the result of an Oregon Solutions project in 2004 and 5. We are trying to figure out how to keep OPLI from dissolving. Our board has developed a dissolution plan, and if we don't find two additional board members, we will likely be giving the building back to Wheeler County. September 28th in Fossil at 10 a.m., location to be determined. Let me know if you have any questions. Thanks soon, Jeffrey Key, OPLI, and his phone number. So he's working with the school, and there's going to be, the superintendent's going to be present at this meeting. I'm going to call into this meeting. I really believe that the city should support the, I call it the fossil building because it's full of fossils. I'm not sure about the history on it. I'm not sure where they get their funding. Obviously, they have no funding because they're broke. I'm going to pitch to the school that the school have it as a satellite education center, and the school take it over, and maybe the distance learning kids can come up and take field trips and go through it and use it as an education center. I'm going to pitch it. The school has more money than the rest of us, and they can pay the electricity and the problem they were having is staffing it and funding. They've written multiple grants. It seems that nobody has any love for our building. It's a beautiful building. I would hate for it to not be a fossil display. So I think the location is terrible. I wish it were on Main Street.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was the land that we had, I think, at the time. The county owned the land, and it was kind of in this area. But anyway, I think we should support it. If anybody's interested in being on their board, that would be great. This is kind of their last-ditch effort to save their building and their fossil display. So, there's that.
Did they send that same letter to the county for somebody from the county
yes.
to be there?
Okay. Old business. Anderson Perry.
No new updates.
First time in a long time.
Well, no. I mean, we're still waiting.
I know.
On the ASR project and waiting for prices. I mean, fuel prices are coming down, but bid prices are still high, so
yeah.
We're just
yeah.
sitting on it.
Cemetery, transition of operations.
We do need to sign a resolution to accept the donation from IOFF. Lodge number 110, which is on the bottom of the agenda.
For action items?
Mm-hmm. And Marilyn and Doug, the secretary and the president, have signed it over as a donation to us, and we have their resolution. And I'll keep it all on file.
Okay. And will that wrap it up for what we need to do?
After that, we'll need to go to the county and do the deed information, and I do have that. I'll have to double check that he corrected the lodge number on the deed, but other than that, I believe the deed is the last process of it.
Okay.
Am I right, Bill?
Any?
I think so. I mean, probably the legal stuff, just taking over the real for property. There might be some paperwork that we need to file with the state.
And I think probably insurance.
Because they haven't been filing for insurance and or been paying insurance, and we're going to be, so there'll probably need to be some paperwork needs to be updated. We'll work with Marilyn on that, and then it'll just be kind of a training of operations just in the event that something happens to Marilyn. She was really hoping to have that chain where, like, when, you know, all the records get moved to City Hall instead of in her closet.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then that way we can, and we have a room down there for it, so. Just stuff like that. So I think we're really close.
I have a question. People that get buried up there, do they pay for their spot?
Absolutely.
So how is that handled? that would be to the city then? The city would own it and...
It's in the budget. Yeah, it's in the city budget.
Yeah, they'll probably pay to the museum fund and Marilyn can collect that, bring it to Leah. Leah will make the deposits.
Not that I'm ever going to go up there, but I'm not planning to be there.
Okay.
At all. In the near future.
Okay. You're going to live forever, Marcia.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, the Community Development Fund, the council met and had a work session on, you know, what we thought the priorities should be on that $166,666 that Representative Smith got for each community, and a lot of things were thrown out. There was talk about some infrastructure repairs. There was some tool items, equipment items for public works that were talked about. There was downtown beautification ideas, trees, flowers, lights, that type of thing. There was a skate park type structure, what do they call them?
Oh, pump park.
Pump park is what they're called now.
Yeah. When you go into Redmond.
A skate park thing.
So it's a for the bicycles and skateboards and stuff, they call it.
And then a small to medium-sized splash pad, you know, where the water comes up so the kids can run through it for the park. So a lot of things were discussed. It would be great if we had $1,000,005 instead of $166,000. My recommendation, and everybody's going to get their recommendation, I guess the two people here, and then we can hear from Bill, and we'll probably talk about this more since there's only three people here. We have the opportunity to use a great deal of this money to fix the fans, the aerators up at the reservoir, which will cut down considerably on our egg water smelling, tasting. We haven't had the money to fix them. This money, I don't know how much. We've been trying to kind of get an idea of how much it would cost to fix it. Probably $100,000, probably all of the money and then some. My feeling is, I think that should be our top priority, is to fix what we need to fix. Everybody benefits from better tasting water, better smelling water. We're probably not going to get this windfall of money again. We have this money. I feel we need to fix it. Or, plan B, we take $150,000 of it, leave it where it's at, add to it next year in the budget and fix the fans, and take the $16,000 that's left, and do $10,000 for something in the park and $6,000 for downtown beautification flowers type thing, flower pots, or kind of spread it that way. So you take the majority of the money and then budget another $30,000. I don't know how much it'll take to fix the fans. 190? I don't know.
We're trying to figure out the sulfur concentration on that. The tests come back negative, and that's not the way they run the wrong test. So, but it's between $150,000 and $200,000 to fix it, or to buy the aeration equipment.
So it's feasible and attainable for the city to save $150,000 of that money, or all of it. I don't want to say all of it because... It'll go further if you give some of it to something else. So if you save $150,000 for next year's budget and you add $30,000 or $40,000 to it next year, then you have $190,000 to fix your aerators. you can do the whole thing. And if you save out a little bit to do something else that other people would like done in the city, like planters on the corners, or we don't have enough money for a skate park. I can tell you that right now. Unless we take a good chunk of that money. And I just don't see that it's very fiscally responsible of us to put a lot of money into a skate park or a lot of money into a splash pad. Splash pad was about $6,000. That's kind of fun. But, you know, we can put some money into flower pots and flowers. Flower pots will be there every year. Like nice porcelain flower pots like Madras has.
Or even like Wasco, they just have those big cement.
Yes. Yeah. So they're nice flower pots that will be sustainable throughout the years. You know, some money for that, but the majority for this project to fix infrastructure.
Yeah.
That's my recommendation. Yeah. I don't want to be the dictator that says, no, it's fix it all or none, because
you might end up in the news like Jackson, Mississippi or Flint, Michigan.
I know, and I'm, you know.
I said that at the work session, that we need to do. I mean, it's great to spread the wealth, but like you said, I mean, infrastructure, if you don't have infrastructure, then the city of Fossil, that affects everybody. And I'm okay, and I like putting some there, and I like putting a little bit there and a little bit there. I think that's crazy if we don't do that, because, like you said, we're never going to get this kind of money again.
We'll see what the new council decides to do with it.
Or we could decide...
in the next meeting or two.
We would like to be part of that. I mean, we have it right now. I don't think that we have to wait for the new council. I think this council is perfectly capable of working together with Cindy and Terry and deciding.
Well, I think we need to lock in that $150,000 solid, because we've got to get something done with that. So we don't have enough money to do it right now, so we have to do it next year, but we had to lock in those funds.
But I do think we need to wait for the full council to
be
here.
Absolutely.
I'm just throwing this out for the minutes that we need to have the Terry and Cindy here as well to talk about that.
And the insurance is still working on some stuff for information with the splash pad and the skate park, because there's information that needs to be given first before that's considered.
So that's just a little discussion on that. So Cycle Oregon is here in full swing. I know, since Jean's not here, I'll just speak. I know that there were a million things that were overlooked. One of them was, I think, that nobody talked to him before they blocked off his property. Probably should have talked to him, Gene Mortimer. And
he's upset.
And I don't blame him. And
yeah,
I
don't blame him.
I will bring it up to the planning committee, that group. Certainly next time, whoever's in on that, they need to make a note. They need to be respectful of the people that live here.
Well, that needs to be done for whether it's the RV park or wherever. I mean, if it's going to affect people, need to know, so.
Yeah. So, but they're leaving tomorrow. They're heading to Mitchell, and so they seem pretty happy to be here, which is good. So, all in all, I think there's been...
I was in the post office, and Shauna said she hadn't ever sold so many postcard stamps. They were all sending postcards for her.
Good.
There's people from 7 countries and 40 states here, I was told yesterday. I met someone from England.
Oh. Well, they were very, very excited when they came through the gate. Again, apparently Chocolate milk is a thing at the end of a bicycle ride. It's the perfect mix of protein and sugar. So they hand out chocolate, the little boxes of chocolate milk when they come through. To me, I think after a bike ride, I don't think I would want chocolate milk. But anyway, so they're leaving tomorrow. So we'll see how fast it takes them to break that down. I bet they're pretty fast at it. So, but I will talk to you on behalf of Jean and any other citizen that might have been
displaced,
inconvenienced, you know, that we didn't think of. Talking to or with.
Where do they take their waste that they're pumping away? Remember, we've had problems before. Huh?
Which one? Describe which
waste. They're porta potties. Where do they?
They're hauling porta potties, the black water, Prineville.
They're taking all the. They're taking it out of way. They're not going to dump it in our system.
No, we can't. We're not big enough, and DEQ said we can't accept that stuff.
That's come up before.
Yep. So they're transferring it at they've set up at the first street down there on Old Highway 19, just past the lift station. You'll see the porta potty units.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're all camping down there. They're just kind of finding a spot to pull off and camping. But they're transferring the smaller units to the big unit, and then when it fills, they're hauling it to Prineville.
Okay.
The gray water is going down our sewer, which they're paying for, and they're dumping on Broadway. And then the Dallas disposal came in and dumped a bin, but I think that thing got overwhelmed quickly. So I'm not sure. I know we'll have quite a disposal fee here for the dump tomorrow when we dump, because you can look at the one in front of Brenda's, and
that was
just today, and they pulled the bag, which is full, they filled the container, and then they're just stacking it up next to the garbage can, so it's like, well, Eddie will get it cleaned up in the morning, but we've got bags and bags of trash just picked up.
So they are still looking for volunteers down Mitchell Way. If you look on Facebook, I mean, they're still looking for help, and they will pay to haul suitcases, and they're looking for help in Dayville. They're looking for help completely around their loop. So I told the OPLI guy that he should have got a group out. Okay, park attendant, I just wanted to let the council know. I guess Melanie already knows. So when we hired Chris Stanley to take Jerry's place to finish up, what we didn't realize is that we started paying Chris Stanley as an employee, and Jerry was a contracted person. He was under contract, so we didn't have anybody or any money in the budget for a park attendant. So down under action items, we're going to have a resolution to move money up into payroll to pay Chris Stanley for the job he's doing, because we don't have budget amount for him. So otherwise we're going to overspend our budget. So that's what the resolution's for. Okay, we need to schedule. Anybody, do you have questions on that?
Nope.
My bad, I didn't catch that until.
None of us did, so.
We're going to have our volunteer barbecue. Thank God it's starting to cool off, so it won't be so. When do you want to have it? La, 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 la.
October.
Yes, October
10th. On a, what night do you want to do it on the night? You guys do training on a Wednesday?
I'd rather do it during the week. Because I've been pretty busy during the weekends.
Oh yeah, definitely.
19th. Yeah, we can try the 19th.
Huh.
What time?
About 5 p.m. That, we'll just real quick, like an hour.
Yeah.
Like we'll do some prep and.
Yep.
And then get out of there fairly early, or be out there by 7. I think cleaned up and the engine's back in, and hopefully it's not super cold and it's not super hot.
To get Painted Hills, donate some hamburgers and stuff.
Okay, we'll plan that.
Do we have a menu item that you would
just like? Barbecue the hamburger and hot dogs again?
Okay.
I'll bring dessert. We'll get some side salads.
Yeah.
Do we we'll talk about it. We'll get some signs out. Okay, action items. Oh, another thing. What?
Is that the fire hall?
Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry. Back on up to the Cycle Oregon. I just want to say for the record, next time they come around and you hear they're coming, I recommend that you get all the paperwork a month before they come. I had to have Leah get the MOU. We just did get it, and we sent it off to the attorney, and it wasn't what we needed for the city to be covered, so we had to have it, send it back, and, it's not a good way to do business. So I recommend that everybody start a little earlier and make sure that we have all our stuff that we need the city.
Yeah, definitely push the planning committee to get those information.
Yeah. So... Okay, that's just my recommendation. Okay, so we're moving money for the park attendant. So, resolution number 447, a resolution making necessary transfers to unanticipated park attendant expenses for the 22-23 fiscal year. Whereas the City of Fossil has unanticipated expenses with park attendant in the amount of $10,000, and it is necessary to transfer funds from the street contingency account to the park attendant payroll expense item. Now, understand that this is for this year and next year in the spring. So it's on the beginning of the budget and the end of the budget. So now, therefore, be it resolved that the following transfers are necessary. General fund, 40-5010 street fund contingency decreased by $10,000. 40-1003 street fund park attendant increased by $10,000. Resolution number 447 is hereby adopted by the Common Council of the City of Fossil on this 13th day of September 2022. Approve this 13th day of September.
I'll make that motion that we accept resolution number 447.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to
approve, I guess.
Approve resolution 447. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Resolution is accepted?
Adopted.
Okay, resolution 448, a resolution accepting the donation of real property from IOOF International Order of Odd Fellows. Lodge 110, Fossil IOOF Cemetery, whereas the IOOF Lodge number 110 is the owner and operator of the Fossil IOOF Cemetery here in After Cemetery, which is more particularly described as set forth on Exhibit A, attached hereto and incorporated herein, and whereas the IOOF has requested the City of Fossil, City, to take over ownership and operation of the cemetery, and whereas City is prepared to accepted the donation of the cemetery. Now, therefore, the City Council of Fossil, Oregon resolves to accept the donation of the cemetery. Approved by the City Council this 13th day of September 2022. Oh, that was ugly.
That was not written by me.
I make that motion to accept.
Adopt.
Adopt resolution number 448.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to adopt resolution number 448. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Resolution 448 is adopted. Reports. Counselor Hunt is not here. Counselor Sperry?
All right, I actually have, I had reached out to Susan to set up an ambulance meeting. So since, you know, we're getting close to being done here, so to get the board together one more time, because we want to discuss stipends for the, we'd like to propose some stipends for the drivers and for the EMTs, so that for all the time and effort that they've done, so when they go out on calls, that they're compensated a little bit. So I also have an email out to them to get that approval as soon as possible. So I will definitely have that for you.
And I think it's just a matter of formality, them
yes.
getting the meeting and approving it and
yes.
sending it to us, because
yes.
I've talked to everybody.
Yeah.
So it's just
yep. well, once
getting
I get
the
it in,
formality.
Once I get a response in writing, then yeah.
Yeah, and then we will have to make a resolution to move money.
Get that done for next week, and we can
yeah.
next month.
Excellent.
Now,
they deserve it.
Do we want to go back a certain
yes.
day?
To in July.
Okay. All right. I will make sure.
July 1, fiscal year.
Okay, and then the other thing I have is I don't know if all, you know, I don't do Facebook, so I don't know if those that do, but I just want to congratulate Mayor McGinnis for winning, receiving the Leadership Award for Small Cities. There was a mayor's convention over at the coast. Leah and I were able to go and watch her be presented with her award. And we appreciate all the work that she's done on behalf of the city of Fossil. And it was recognized by, you know, that because it was, she was nominated, and then all the other mayors, or I'm not sure who the panel was, but people, and so they picked her, and it was fun. So brought some more notoriety for Fossil. So
well deserved.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thanks all around.
And there will be an art show.
We're coming out.
Posted this Thursday.
Okay.
I would have made cupcakes, but I would have eaten them.
And hopefully there should be something in the paper this week.
Yeah.
So.
I just want to say that it's humbling, and it's very cool when all the other mayors say, yeah. Yeah. So
Carol had more people there cheering her on than any of the other ones.
And all the conferences I've been at, I've never seen all the people come for the Leadership Award presentation. It's like, yeah, these are my people. So
it
was fun. It was great. I was honored.
So that's all I have.
Thank you. Counselor Beckham?
I have nothing.
No sewer problems?
No, I have an expert taking care of that.
Oh, okay. So Counselor Burlingame has been working all her free time serving food to the cyclists. So I have... I'm going to a reception at the governor's office next week.
Governor's office.
So that's what that comes with. So I'll let you know if I learn anything. And there are, I talked to Cindy, I said, I don't know if we're planning on having some sort of a transition meeting or something. I have several projects. I mean, I just asked the homelessness task force that I'm on with the Mayor's Association for $650,000 for affordable housing. That working with the county and the money they have, we're planning on building at least one duplex. So I kind of want to know what the transition plan is. So we need to talk about that with Cindy and Terry. So that's what I would like. At some point, it's going to be October.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it in writing, Fossil's request. It's $650,000. Everybody else is asking for $30 million, so I'm pretty confident that we're going to get our share. Yeah, they're all saying, is that all you want? It's like, well, if you want to give me more, yes, but I would like $650. And the judge is very excited about it. So, you know, there's a few things that we've been working on the state level that I would like somebody to
follow up on,
follow through with. So there's that. But anyway, that's all I have for now. Public Works.
We paved Broadway. And then we got them paved, and then we sought reimbursement. We haven't got reimbursed yet, but we're still waiting on that. We did have only one incident where someone drove through our construction zone. And unfortunately, the sheriff's office is not going to do anything about it, so it's over. And then we had a couple fires, started by the same character. It was turned over to the sheriff's office. Unfortunately, they're not going to do anything about it either. The paving came to 130, I'd say probably like 32,500 because it was East Side was 130,000. In order to help East Side, we ended up hiring Jager Enterprise for 2,000 more. Plus we had about 500 in wages for extra help. And then of course there's some other things like, I guess we had another $500 for some striping and, so that went well. We got farther than we expected with the price.
And it looks good.
Yeah, it's nice.
I love driving on it.
Yeah.
Parks was done September 30th. And he wants to come back and work next year, so that was good. He's been painting bathrooms and then he has to go back and repaint. We had some vandalism in one of them, but right on his brand new paint. But he went back and scraped it off and repainted, and he can't even tell it was there.
So now for the trunk or treat, you're going to have to the bathrooms, because
yeah.
I don't know when you shut those down.
Yeah, because we shut down right after deer season, like the 15th.
Yeah.
So that's usually when tourism drops way off. And then they start being so cold,
yeah.
We can't keep them warm. But as long as it's not freezing, we'll have them back open for trunk or treat,
okay.
And then we'll winterize them the next day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then I'd like to take a few days off. I don't really, just kind of as things mellow out, I got some projects at home I want to take, and I'll just, I'll just text the mayor. It's when it works, when things are free, and then I'll just take a couple days off this month or a few. If everybody's all right with that. And I think that's all I have. The Planning Commission met last month and we discussed the zoning change for a business downtown. We had to wait so long to give DLCD notice, and then we had to hold our planning meeting, and now we got to give like 45 days waiting period for complaints. And so it'll be presented at the October meeting, the recommendation and staff report from that meeting. So that's why it's not on the agenda tonight. It's on the October meeting for your review and hopefully approval. So I think that's all I have.
Any questions? City Recorder.
I am attending the conference at the end of the month for the City Recorders and looking to learn a lot down there. Off the top of my head, that's all I can think of, just attending the conference. We did attend City of Mitchell's City Council meeting, and that was a lot to learn from.
I forgot we went to that.
Me and Carol had attended that meeting. Been reaching out to other resources, learning about new kind of employee documents and stuff like that I can look into for our city as well. And branching out to our insurance company and learning more policies as well as insurance and how that's handled. That's kind of off the top of my head. I had a little notepad of something else, but I have to update you guys on that in text.
Ordinance officer has his report in here. Something that Bill and I were talking about before the meeting and we might bring up next meeting is we have so many golf carts and side-by-sides and four-wheelers and running up and down on Main Street. And, you know, it's one of those things you give somebody a little bit of rope and then they, all of a sudden, they're going crazy. And I don't know how many times we told the golf cart driver, please don't do that. And, you know, it's just blatant. And I really think we ought to revisit that ordinance and see what it would take to just pull it and just say, have the sheriff's office enforce
follow
the traffic laws, state
traffic,
law,
state
and
laws.
You know,
the
get off the street.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. I mean, if OSP wanted to come in and cite them, then OSP can come in and cite them. I mean, the same with the sheriff's office. So
yeah.
We can't supersede their laws. So our ordinance is really. I mean, it was there kind of on the honor system, and, you know, the only way we can really enforce it is through the ordinance officer. If the ordinance officer is not going to enforce it, then what's the point in having the ordinance?
Yeah.
And I kind of agree that if you're going to allow them all over town, but those two streets, like, if you don't have a way to enforce it,
just, like, well, and then you're not picking and choosing who you decide to cite, you know what I mean? It's...
We need to cite all of
everybody,
it
and if it's
like,
not, yeah.
When you say, please don't go on Main Street and First, and they blatantly do that, number one, it's very irritating and disrespectful.
Yeah.
Number two, it's blatantly not following the ordinance. So I have an issue with that. I have a problem with it. So we need to look at that ordinance. And Leah, if you could find out what we need to do to revisit that and get rid of it. I don't know if we have to have a hearing on it. I don't know if we have to put it out to the people because it's an ordinance. We have to do something. We have to do something like that, but
I'll look into
it. Probably a public hearing and then,
yeah.
And then probably...
I'll reach out to the city.
I really think that they did that ordinance for Morris Dunn because he would ride his four-wheeler and pick up cans. And... You know, he was not ambulatory, and I really think that not Gordon, Morris, Edna's husband. So I think that we just need to just let the law take care of and I really have take issue with the ordinance enforcement officer for the city of Fossil not enforcing the ordinance for the city of Fossil when that's what they're paid for. I guess I'll have to talk to the sheriff. So, community issues and compliments.
You're right, it doesn't say that.
When is water restrictions going on?
Oh, thank you. I pulled them yesterday.
Yay!
Usage is way down. I'm still worried about well 3, but usage is way down, so water restrictions have been pulled off. Thank you for reminding me. Shoot, I meant to. I pulled all the signs, and then I was going to put up new signs that say no water restrictions, but I just have not got them up, so water restrictions are off. But the burn ban's still on, so I'll be watching.
No fires. No fires. We have to sign some stuff in here.
I know. I have hoses stretched from my house all the way out where the county. I'm just paranoid until we can get some rain.
Yeah. Anything, Chad?
Excuse me. Congratulations on representing the town and getting the award. I know you put a lot of work into the community, and I'm glad you were finally recognized for it.
Thank you, Chad. That's nice.
Is there going to be some kind of going away party when the elections are done?
I don't know. We might have in December, we might have some cupcakes. We always have cupcakes in December, though. Shots for everybody.
I'm just kidding. I don't drink.
I don't either.
I'm just messing
around. Yeah, I don't know. 8 years. You're looking at 8 years here.
All three of you being retired. Gotta have some kind of. Maybe combine it with the volunteer thing.
Or
maybe have
them
separate.
I just
ride
off in the sunset.
I was hoping for a hot air balloon.
You get on
the hot air around here.
I just want to go away.
Quietly.
All right. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you for coming.
I'm
going to
ride on a four-wheeler instead.
Yeah.
Down Main Street.
Yeah, down Main Street. We'll get
the
side by side.
Hopefully one with a muffler on it.
Yeah.
At least you can hear
each other. Who is that?